right, Eric, hold on. I think I got it. Stand by. Drop it on the disk tube. Upload the media from the disk tube. Ah, here we go. I got it. All right.
Oh, shit.
For the first time ever, here is the Everything is Everything theme song.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is everything.
Everything is 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 everything is
everything. Hi, I'm David.
I'm David.
Everything is 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 everything is.
This is Eric.
This is Eric.
Everything is 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 everything is.
Hey yo, it's Chatwin.
Everything is 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 everything
is everything.
Everything is everything. Everything is everything. Everything is everything.
It reminds me of like a Discovery Channel documentary series.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. With the dinos from the footage, past or something. Yeah.
Footage of an alligator. Yeah, in what is that?
Yeah, I know. The eyewitness like books.
Yes. The eyewitness ones would go past all the 3D models, and you were like, "Whoa, there's all the 3D models. It's so cool technology."
Man.
Secret douche. I want to take the secret, that song we made, Secret Douche, and every time one of us says something that's like slightly secret douche, that just pops up. Secret douche.
Secret douche. Secret douche.
I bet we could like
what qualifies?
Get a soundboard onto this.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So we could
sure.
just like a sampler, just press a button and secret.
Oh douche, yeah, that's what this media is for. So like I can have clapping going like. Good job, Chatwin. Good job. Oh, wait, this is a preview.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, did you hear the song play or no?
Yeah, I did.
What are you talking about?
You guys heard this?
It's much louder now, but yeah.
Okay, I wonder why it was quiet in the preview.
Welcome to episode 5.
Lame.
The first four.
Gay.
Is that in the background, Chatwin? It looked like there was a standing animal that was nearby. That. What is that? Is that a stuffed bear?
It's a big teddy bear.
It's Barney.
Okay. Because with the skeleton and what I thought was a legitimate live bear, Chatwin looks like he's podcasting from Night at the Museum. Like a full.
Honestly, I am.
Oh, gosh.
Full set of armor is going to come to life, Chatwin, for the rest of the podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here for an hour and a half. So,
you got a soundboard, Eric?
No, David does, which is so much more dangerous.
Oh, David does.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's even more dangerous.
I don't like
it. And I'm going to edit that out.
And this obviously is not going in the podcast because we can't have our first episode about not liking Taylor Swift because then we'll never get anywhere.
The first episode is just litigating canceled. Our thoughts on Taylor Swift.
Immediately canceled. Although it would get a lot of traction, a lot of popularity.
I thought of a very good Jerry Seinfeld joke recently.
Oh, let's hear it. What's the deal with Taylor?
Perhaps it was much funnier when I was thinking of it, obviously, because you know he's a natural. So you know you have like those dogs that are like medical dogs or whatever. Like slip and slide dogs.
Service dogs.
Yeah.
Problem is I'm always on a water slide, so they're always barking.
I thought the joke was going to be about Taylor Swift.
No, it's a two-part joke. It has nothing to do with it.
It's a joke. Just complete deviation. Also, I just realized you're wearing the hat and sunglasses because of the sun.
It was honestly just to look swag, but they are helping.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad it's helping.
And I also put sunscreen on before this because
I knew
that I was
going to be cooking. You got there. Yeah, you can't put.
I was gonna invest in a ring light, but maybe I'll just do this, and then I'll be tan by episode 10.
I think you need to invest in a shade instead of a light.
I need to invest in olive oil, and I'll be nice and battered and fried by the end of every episode. I was
thinking you need some like holy water.
Yummy, crispy.
You could hear the sizzling on our mics. So do you want to try and go with your itinerary of we go with how we met each other and then get into our friend and kind of the initiation of this podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we should. I think we should.
Because I think they dovetail into each other pretty nice.
Yeah, I agree.
So.
Hello, people.
It's just weird thinking that. Yeah, I guess we're talking publicly.
Right.
To an invisible audience. We'll say our names so you can attach them to the voice. I'm Eric. And I guess I'm alone on this fucking podcast.
I was going to
age fright.
I was going to go right after you, but I was like, nah, it's funnier if no one says anything.
What's your switch
this name? Is Eric, and this is my monologue podcast where
we just sit here and watch. Oh God,
with
no
the damn peanut gallery.
Hi guys,
so I'm Eric. Coming up next is David.
Hi, I'm David.
And finally,
that was not enough, Eric. Come on.
Well, I'm gonna say more. No, we're saying this name equals this voice. So
it's the beginning.
Okay. Oh, right.
What do you want me to? Do you want me to give you the like the dating profile? Okay. Hi, my name.
No. I want the anti dating profile.
Anti
dating. Like your anti dating profile.
My anti dating profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you scare people away with?
Jesus, what wouldn't I scare people away with?
David, you have to think of one too. I'm putting Eric on the spot.
Oh God,
It's Eric's turn. You have enough time to think about it. I just put him on the spot.
All right. So, one thing that I would never put on a dating profile is that my room is absolutely disgusting right now. Luckily, the glare from the sun makes it that you can't see anything. But a third of my room is piles and piles of records and just various detritus from bags, old snack bags, and video games on the floor. When we went to the service last week, I was digging through this pile of old clothes to find a purple tie, and I found like 5 different black ties. So, you know, I guess I'm set for the next couple services.
I feel like
Eric, I'll give you that one. Not bad.
Base what the bottom of your floor looks like based off of your wall.
To my wall,
yeah.
Or compared to the floor, my wall is pristine.
It's like a crime scene investigation back there.
Yeah, no, it does look like I'm trying to put together the greatest conspiracy of all.
I know you need string and yarn.
Yeah, I need red yarn to attach everything. Okay, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna keep going. That is something I started when I was 10 years old. This is my childhood bedroom. And there's a little thing at the top over
wall
there.
Wall of Fame.
Eric Helling's Wall of Fame. At first, I just put random things that I liked. There's some of the ghosts from Ghostbusters. There's that toy from Toy Story, the little baby's head on the spider legs.
Right, yeah.
There's Pee Wee Herman. Wow. There's Ed, and Eddie. There's an advertisement for the Oreo pizza from Pizza Hut.
you were just like, the concept is so amazing. I'm just going to put it on my wall.
It made the Wall of Fame. It deserves the award.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. I love that.
And then the rest of the things after I kind of ran out of random things to add on there are memories from, you know, let's say, oh, I had this nice event with friends and now I have a memento from that. I'll hang it on the wall. For instance, David, our lanyard from when we went to the Yeezus tour is hanging up there.
Hell yeah.
It's just out of wicked. Screen. Let's see.
Super wicked.
There it is.
When'd you go to that? What was that? What the hell are you talking about?
That was
what 2013?
Yeah, sometime around there.
I'm not throwing shade or anything. That sounds awesome. I think that sounds super cool.
It was insane.
Now that it's on screen, the the pair of shorts on the wall.
Oh yeah, I didn't even
know. That's a pair of cargo shorts that we had a we'll get into this, but we all knew each other in middle school.
Right, right.
And we had a dance. There was a, I think it was like the welcome back to school dance or whatever. And I was a damn dancing machine evening. I was literally, I was going nuts.
Everyone had to actually back off for quite a while.
Yeah, no, they gave me a wide berth. There was at least, this, much like COVID, there was a 6 foot distance that you had to have because I flail. I'm a very lanky fellow.
Yeah, everyone had armbands.
Yeah.
And anyway, I danced so hard that I ripped my pants from the front, kind of like crotch going down.
SpongeBob.
No. His was like ass. It was kind of, that was more of like a taint rip. This was like if a tiger was trying to get at my dick, that's where it would go. And anyway, it ripped from like
the goose, hip. Right? It's got to be.
Yeah, it's essentially. It was about a 10-inch rip, and the vice principal called my mom to bring me a new pair of pants from home. Because I was getting
too... You didn't pee them. You just ripped them.
Yeah, no, I can't pee that strong. So that was it. And it was a great night. And I had some sort of souvenir knife that I've also ripped more tears into the pants. But yeah, I'd say it's one of the more disturbing looking things without context. And with context, too. All right, I'm done talking for a while.
That's not bad.
You guys can... David, what's your anti-David profile?
Probably the amount that I fart and shit. It is ungodly. Even
it's all that in food.
Yeah, man. Every day. No, I don't know. Even my wife, you know, the first time I farted in front of her, it was like the test.
That's a big step.
Yeah.
You know what? That is a step over the line.
And it was like, it was very early in our relationship. I was like, this has got to happen. Well, I mean, she's got to know who I am, right? I was like, I can marry this girl. She's got to know the true me. So I, you know, just let it rip. And she was just like, what the fuck?
You know what? All of us, man. All of the men in the world.
She graded on a curve and you still almost failed.
Yeah. Yeah. But unless thankfully, it
real stink.
Yeah. Thankfully, it kind of catapulted us to a new portion of our relationship where we both were very comfortable with each other. And I think because it happened so soon, it just made everything in the relationship better because we were so comfortable so early on.
That's always the sign.
So I think that would be mine.
That's good.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's also like helped solidify my actual relationship. So I don't know if that qualifies as anti-dating.
I think it actually does.
It's all good. Chatwin, I think it's your turn to give us something bad about yourself.
Well, I think this started as like a bad dating profile. Yeah. And I think that
something bad about yourself.
Give me your deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah, you had to give three things. David, you only gave one.
Yeah.
You got to give me one.
Yeah, you said you asked for one. Sorry, I don't have a wall of farts and shits.
Not on screen, at least.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. You should see the bathroom. It's like a classic Jackson Pollock. Shit everywhere.
I'm probably I'm bad at a lot of things.
Yeah, but
that's
you're
a cop
so
out.
At so many.
Give us one
thing.
I actually didn't. No, I know. I didn't think about it.
So your bad thing is
I
was ready to tear into you. No,
no,
say, you gave us this prompt and then you don't have one. You're sabotaging it.
No, of course. No, but it is a good prompt.
You care more about your mustache.
You care more about your prompts than answering the goddamn prompts.
All right, I'll give you that one. I don't know.
Do you want me to?
Damn.
While you think of one, I could talk about more terrifying stuff on my wall.
Yeah, please do. I'll give you something when you're done.
So yeah, this wall's kind of like the who's who of terrible icebreakers. You know what? I'll give you a story that may or may not be edited out of this podcast. Let's see if I can. Okay, so the picture that I'm pointing to, you see, it's kind of like a group photo.
Yeah.
Freshman year of high school, I went on a cruise. My dad and stepmom took me on a cruise over spring break as a 15 and a half year old boy on a cruise ship with approximately 500 or so old people, every time I saw someone who was my age, it was important. And there was a pretty girl who was approximately at my age, and I never worked up the courage to talk to her. Which is a shame, because it seemed like we probably would have just, you know, would have had, it would have been fun to have a friend. Instead, what I did, I walked around the cruise ship listening to my iPod on shuffle, usually for a couple hours a day.
Your iPod shuffle?
Just tirelessly, yeah. And all I would do was, like the Terminator, go through this ship searching for this girl. And let me tell you, I didn't have a game plan for if I found her out. And I always wonder, is like, what was this like on her end? Was there just some phantom boy who would always show up wherever? And
yeah, you know what? Starstruck lovers.
Star-crossed stalker.
Stalking.
So this, luckily it doesn't reach ahead, except on cruise ships, usually they will have photographers, like wedding photographers, you know, take one picture. There's like a fancy night when everyone has dinner.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone dresses up.
And then instead of, you know, those pictures are available publicly in the lobby, essentially, for a couple days after the dinner, a couple days after, you know, all the pictures are developed. And instead of buying a picture with me and my family, I bought a picture of her and her family. And
oh my God.
You fool, you savage.
So hold on. On your wall right now is a picture of this young girl and her family.
Yeah, Eric, you gotta show it at this point.
No.
I mean,
just the definitive decision. He thought about it for half a second and he was like, no.
I feel like this is the only reason I am not in jail is because this happened on the high seas and there was no there was no law to that could snag me.
The only witness was your father. He just laughed. So you bought this picture, you brought it home, and you put it on your wall.
I guess, you know, now that I think about it, that is a much worse bad dating profile detail, is that I have a monument to my stalking on my wall.
No, I disagree, actually. I think
it looks like she was there with a big family, too. It looks like a lot of people.
But you have not shown it to us, so I will say it is stalking until you actually...
How does me showing you the picture negate the stalking?
Stalking, no matter what.
Her at any point.
Imagine the internet sees this and finds her, and she was like, "Oh my God, exactly. I wanted to talk to him."
No,
too.
And then I get canceled for good.
No shot.
Her name is Erica, and she also has a picture. She got a picture of you.
She discovers this on her own podcast, her and then it becomes a true crime podcast.
Oh God,
kind of pretty. Yeah,
what, the picture? Oh,
if her name was Erica. No, if her name was Erica.
That's always been a deal breaker for me. I've always thought, it's like, I can't date an Erica because...
I know. I feel you.
I don't know. That's too Brady Bunch-like. We'd have to dress alike every day.
Eric and Erica. Even if it was a Erica with a K?
Oh, especially if it was an Erica with a C, there's plenty other problems. Because there is technically E-R-I-C in that name. I can't condone that.
Which is no good.
All right, Chatwin, I've sandbagged for long enough. Give us a bad dating profile detail.
You did a fine job. And I welcome and commend your terrible personality and your terrible look.
Thank you.
I hate finding parking spots. I think that's pretty universal. But I hate paying for parking. Drives me up the walls.
Wrong town, buddy.
I will not go to an event if it's paid parking. I will fight it.
I remember when we went to Camp Flognaw together. Do you remember that? And we couldn't. Yeah.
I drove my goddamn Jeep all the way there.
The goddamn Jeep. Yes. We couldn't find parking for it. And then we like found that one parking spot. And then the guy came and he was like, "This is closed." And we're like, "Ah, oh, shit."
Boo.
Yeah. It was...
So I hate parking.
That is a scam. You're in the right to do that.
I know. That's why I'm firm on it.
Yeah, but this is an anti-hate. It's not things you hate. Give me a thing, yeah, man.
If anything, that's a good quality. Yeah. That shows that you're principled.
And yeah, I know. It's actually probably a
bad quality would be if you liked it.
I like finding parking spots.
Yeah. I love paying for.
Yeah, I love finding parking spots in really tight spaces.
All right. Well. All right.
Well, we said bad things about ourselves.
Yeah.
So I think this is good. I think we should start at the beginning. So in 1992, my dad banged my mom. No, I'm just kidding. That's too far back.
That's how I was going to start.
I was born in 93, so that's probably
right. Well, I was born in 93, so I figured it happened in 92 at some point. Anyways, so yeah, here we are, three best friends on a podcast.
Have you guys determined the best friends? Shut up. So, have you guys determined when you guys your parents actually fucked? You know, did the 9 months math?
No, I do not. I thought about it.
I'm pretty sure it's around Christmas time for me because I was born in August, so 9 months back, Christmas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's help me do this live because I'm bad with numbers. But I was thinking I actually was supposed to be born much later. Like I was supposed to come out November 2nd. I came out in October.
Mm. You were Valentine's baby.
Let's see. 9 months. Oh, how cliche. How cliche of my parents to do it on Valentine's Day.
Not cliche.
Oh, come on.
It's a moment of passion, Eric. How dare you?
It's a materialistic holiday invented by Hallmark, and my parents fucking fell for it. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I might as well be called Eric Hallmark.
They fell fucking for it. I'll tell you that much. They were fucking.
Yeah, everyone benefits.
I disagree. I didn't.
There's no falling
for
it.
What I get for it? Where's my prize?
You got your life.
I'll give you my life for $1.95.
Nah,
I don't even know what that means. Okay, so I guess we'll go on with the sincere part. So, yeah, how did we meet each other?
I would say, Eric, we went to school together in preschool. We went to Seton Academy together, yes. Didn't we?
No, I didn't go to Seton.
No,
I thought you did.
Chatwin went to Seton.
You're with us. You're a Viper.
No, Seton Academy was preschool.
No, I went to preschool at Viter.
Okay, so I came into Viter pre-K. I went to preschool with Sean Benevento and Marcus. We were all in Seton Academy. I remember that. And
I didn't realize there was a demarcation.
Yeah.
I didn't go to preschool, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Preschool is like 3 to 4, I think. And then pre-K is like 4 to 5 or 4 to 6, something like that. First grades, like 6 years old.
I will say that making new friends in Catholic school was very difficult because people had been together for so long.
Yeah, you came in like fourth or fifth grade, right? Sixth grade.
That must have been very difficult. I don't envy you. Yeah, because it was like not a family because it's not like we all liked each other.
No, but it was a family though.
But it was just a very small community.
Yeah, and then someone new comes in and it's like, you know, a piece of meat.
A little bit.
People are just like, okay, what's this person's deal?
Yeah, not only that, it was funny because I didn't give a shit. So, like, I hit on the prettiest girl in the entire school, which was at the time. Well, actually,
I'm asking you. Who do you think the prettiest girl at the time was?
I have a guess.
No. I will tell you my story. But before I do, I'm kind of curious what.
We're talking sixth grade is what we're trying to guess who you hit on.
Six through six, seven, eighth.
I think I know who it was just based on who the consensus was of who the hottest girl was. I think in our classes,
I didn't know
you dated.
I had no idea
you dated.
Know anybody
for a while, right?
See, I was gonna guess that, but I feel like this was before that.
Yeah,
this was like Chowin. Yeah. On the first day of prison, you have to beat the biggest guy up to, you know, show your worth. So first day of sixth grade, Chowin hit on the hottest woman, show his worth,
which was
first dance. Our dances were great.
Which was.
You know what's funny about my one of my favorite dances is it was very early on. I think we were probably all in sixth grade. And do you remember those like little like mint chews where you have like a paper and pull it out of that thing? Well, I ate like 20 of them.
the little Listerine tabs you put on your tongue. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. It was so funny. And my mouth was the
it was laminated,
romantic.
Almost
just laminated and Listerine.
It was laminated.
Smelling like you had a flask of schnapps in your pocket.
I wish, but no. I was a little kid, and all I had was those little tiny, like, paper-thin mints. And I was so worried about, you know, I mean, because you're a mess when you're that age.
Did you think you'd have bad breath?
Screw the mints, man. Who was the girl?
Yeah. Say, drop the name.
I shall.
No,
I shall
you got it.
David had a guess. You didn't react.
Did you hear my guess?
What was your guess?
Was it a... We'll bleep the names. No?
Mm-mm. It was not a...
I mean, okay, who was it? Who do you think the hottest?
Wait, let me guess.
Oh, yeah.
Was it?
Nope.
So, funny story about her. She was the first girl. Was the first girl I ever had a crush on in fourth grade. First girl I ever had a crush on. And I remember I took a flower from like the front yard of my parents' house or whatever, and I brought it to school and I gave it to her.
Aww.
And she just left. She was like with a whole group of friends. I gave it to her. And she just laughed, and I was like, "Oh, all right."
And then all the petals flew off, like fell off.
Literally, yeah. I think she like ripped them off or something. It was.
That's so mean.
That's okay. We were youngins.
It happens.
Sorry, bud.
This is the way. It's a long road we travel.
Do you guys? I don't know if you knew about. Did you guys ever take cotillion classes?
I did, yeah.
I talked my way out of it.
Oh, good for you. I did not get to that luxury. But anyway, I was in cotillion class, and I was in the same cotillion class. And a few of some other kids from Viters. And we had to, learn proper dances together in cotillion class. And we learned, like, the foxtrot the waltz and the tango and all that stuff.
The waltz is the one that I actually remember nowadays.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Has that come in handy for you? Did you have to foxtrot at the wedding?
No, not really. No,
you didn't do the Charleston. You didn't do the Lindy Hop.
They're Egyptian. No. They have their own weird ass.
We got our own thing going on.
Which is very cool. I had no idea how cool it would be.
But at this cotillion class, I did one of these practice dances with a one time. I think this was around seventh grade.
Pretty dumb.
And we were dancing, and she says to me, "If you ever tell anyone about this, I'll hit you over the head with a baseball bat or a golf club or something." She said something, and I was like, "Ah,
scoundrel." Nah, you were actually probably in the right on that one.
I'm chalking that up to she's embarrassed to be there too. It's not that she's dancing with you; it's that you guys have to dance the foxtrot at age 10 or whatever.
True. Yeah, that could have been it.
It's in the whole experience, Eric. It sucks. Cotillion, it was helpful, but
yeah, like it helped me remember which side the fork goes on. That's about all I remember from it.
Yeah, it's why I never text anyone before 9 a.m. or call anyone.
Wow. See, now I'm like a brute compared to you guys. I
with your
I don't use toilet paper. I just shit in my hand. I haven't used a fork since age...
I think lesson eight...
It helps you guys.
I think like lesson eight of cotillion was not to have serial killer walls in your bedroom.
See, I could have used that. I really could have used that. No one told me.
So we met around... what happened?
No, hold on. Chatwin, name the name.
Oh, yeah, Chatwin, name the name. I want to know the name, too.
Which name?
Shut up. What girl do you think was the hottest, in your opinion? If it wasn't... And it wasn't. Was it?
You've been sandbagging me all night, Chatwin.
Was it?
I can't.
Yeah, you can. Come on.
No, I can't. Oh, tell you.
Yeah, you can.
I can tell you.
What's this sly motherfucker doing, David?
I bet it was. You know what? I think it was. That kind of seems like Chatwin's type.
Mm.
No, keep if you going.
If you come out and say like, "Oh, it was the hottest girl in my school," I'm gonna. You know what? Until you say the name, that's who it is. That's who you
We definitely have to bleep out the names now. If we say the right name, will you say yes? Will you nod?
I'm not gonna lie to you.
All right,
I just won't tell you.
Let me grab my yearbook. Hold on. Just kidding.
You know what? Fine.
At my parents' house.
Keep your secrets, Gandalf. We don't need to know.
No. Okay. I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm excited. Gracious.
Person that I thought was the prettiest in middle school and high school was.
It was.
Okay, well, that was our guest the first.
And the person that I'm talking about is someone completely different.
Oh.
Wait. Oh.
Well, I don't give a shit. Who are you talking about? That's who we care about.
You were right, David.
It was one of them.
Gotcha. I know.
All right.
It'd be a thorn in your left side. You're welcome.
Cool. Wonder whatever happened to her. She's one I haven't kept up with at all.
All right, thanks for spilling.
But when
the
I was a little kid and everyone was all like hot and bothered, it was very fun. And I had no idea about the school hierarchy.
Yeah, no, the advantages and disadvantages of being a new kid, for sure.
I was going to say that could come in handy. And you were
very new kid energy. You're right, David. Literally nothing to do with anything other than everyone was just having a good time.
And that actually goes into what I was going to say is that, like, the one thing that could screw you if you were a new kid showing up at, you know, around sixth grade, seventh grade, is if you made too strong of an impression in a weird way, you know, because that's it. It's like, Chatwin, I don't want to speak for yourself, but I feel like, you know, you came in your impression was just, here's another student, where a came in and the impression he gave is he's weird.
Yeah.
And that was the stamp that he was stuck with.
Speak for me if you like.
Anyway, it's going to be an interesting editing process. This is going to be edited down to 15 minutes, and it's all about my wall.
All right, so.
So here's something not incriminating. Here's my first memories of both David and Chatwin.
Oh, okay, yeah, let's hear the first memories. Yeah, all right.
The first memory I have of David was in kindergarten. There was an after-school program.
Hold on. I'm going to give you some good audio. Like, I'm not going to say a word.
All right.
Go on.
Can you hear me now? Am I good? Spotlight on me. Okay, so this is the after-school program. This is, you know, essentially a babysitting program for parents who don't get off of work at school hours, which who does? There's a playground, and all I remember, I was not playing with David. I was playing near David, but A Bug's Life had just came out.
Good movie.
And obviously we had all seen Pixar's A Bug's Life. David was playing as Hopper, the bad guy, played by Kevin Spacey. All I remember is, David, you must have really liked the part when Hopper decides to fly with all the other grasshoppers and goes, "Let's ride!" Because you were saying, "Let's ride!" like 30 times. Like, you and whoever you were playing with would run to one end of the playground, then you would say again, "Let's ride!" and go to the other end of the playground. There was no, like, there's no clear goal in this game, but you enjoy the idea of being Hopper, getting everyone to start flying. Now, unfortunately, Chatwin, the first main memory I have of you and I was in eighth grade.
Yeah, we all got together after college. Of course, yeah.
But we knew each other in middle school.
I don't mean to put words.
You said you were going to let him talk.
Yeah, I know.
God, put that on your anti-dating profile.
Yeah, what happened to my audio? When this become a debate,
you know, put that in my.
Yeah, impatient is right. I got two words into my memory of you, and you're like, no. First memory was.
Don't talk about me. Don't reference me. Don't even look at me.
I wish I could. All right. No, it's not. Is not like a. All right. We had the yearbook superlatives in eighth grade, you know, most likely to whatever, best hair, et cetera, et cetera. And Chatwin and I both got on the class clown list. And for me, and I imagine for Chatwin as well, it was a great honor. It was the best that could have happened. It was myself, Chatwin, Trevor Clark. I won't beep that out because I think he's proud of it too.
Clark is
and there was someone else who I cannot remember. Cool.
Yeah, I was on the fucking best hair list, fucking asshole.
Was it you, David?
No, asshole, no.
No, class clown, not best hair.
Oh, why did I think you said best hair?
No. Chatwin and I both had good hair, but... We didn't reach...
Where was my brain? Yeah. All right.
But now that I think about it, you could have been on the class clown list. Were you with us, David?
Possibly. I don't remember the eighth grade superlatives. I do remember the high school superlatives, because surprisingly enough, I was on the most likely to succeed list with four or five other people. But I did not feel like I belonged there. It was like Brendan Flynn and not Nick Manfredi, because he was in the grade above us. But like that caliber of people, you know, like the people who ran for student government.
Sure.
And like the people...
Anthony Lambert.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't belong here. I was just here because because my dad has
good grade.
Yeah, not even, no. My dad, it's probably because people saw my dad pick me up in like a Maybach or something, and or because there was no other option, and I'm pretty sure everyone got put into a category by default anyway.
Oh, if it helps, those things were wrong anyway, because I was voted most likely to be famous, and I'm doing a podcast with you guys.
I would
so.
Agree with that.
Okay.
Sorry.
Secret douche.
Those are my first two memories of you guys, and it was, you know, it's what a long, strange trip it's been, because I didn't know what a podcast was back then, and I'm still not fully aware of what a podcast is, but here we are.
Nice. I want to say I don't necessarily think I remember my first memories with you guys, although I do know Eric has been there since the beginning, because like you said, we went to preschool, pre-K together at Viator's. And like, I remember a lot of things happening in pre-K, but I don't necessarily remember anything happening with you, Eric, like per se. Like you said, like you were next to me on the playground. I do remember like being stabbed in the hand by the piece of lead. I still have the lead mark in my hand. I don't know if you can see it on the, probably not, but it's like deep in my skin still. You can kind of still see like a little spot or like lead stained kind of. And I kind of remember like you just being there kind of like just in the corner. I don't know if it was like stalking to the degree.
Oh shit, that guy was
snapped. Yeah, like I don't know. Like I remember you in a lot of my memories, not necessarily like directly interacting with you, but like I remember you being there. So it's like, I don't know if it's like the maybe that's what the girl on the cruise ship feels like. She just remembers you there, but not, like in the background. Like, yeah, that guy was always there, but
pretending I was in a Bug's Life and running around.
I want to say like definitely in high school we interacted a lot more.
We had classes together.
Yeah, and then I think Chatwin, for sure, in high school we interact. I don't know. I don't think I remember our first memory.
No, brother. We hung out.
Yeah, I mean, after high school, for sure, is like when it solidified. I remember I went to college.
We out here.
Yeah, I went to Baylor. Eric went to UNR. I think, Chatwin, you went to UNLV, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and so then whenever we would like come home for the holidays, the three of us would kind of like meet. I remember this conversation actually. It was like the first time sort of that Eric and I like hung out in a smoking capacity. And I would like, cause we would like send each other Snapchats.
I know.
And I would like see his Snapchats of him with Russell and Curtis and Reno.
I literally do not remember the first time I hung out with you, David, but I am blessed to have hung out with you.
Likewise, my friend.
If that's any consolation.
Likewise.
Yeah, the timeline to me is fuzzy, and it was probably due to all the smoking.
Very.
Right.
But
we rocked and rolled. We were good kids. We never broke the law.
Up to a point.
Except for smoking weed in the car, but I mean,
we tipped, shouldn't have been. You know. We're fine.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's not even close, bro.
Not I even. Do, but yeah. So wait, I remember the conversation. I texted Eric. I was like, "Hey, are you back in town for?" It was some holiday. It was Thanksgiving or something. And he was like, "Yeah, man, I'm here." Blah, blah, blah. I was like, "Do you want to like hang out and you know maybe smoke or something?" And he was like, "Yeah, let's meet up. Where should we meet up?" I think the first time we met up was at the park, actually.
That makes sense. There's a small park by David's house. And
by my parents' house in Vegas. And
can I tell you a secret?
Oh, no,
actually,
a secret.
Put this on your list, too. You always do this. You're a tease. You're a goddamn tease. That's your anti-dating.
Yeah.
What's your secret?
No, now you got to tell us the secret. Secret, douche.
I don't know. Hey, you know.
Don't twirl that imaginary hair at me.
The floor is yours.
No, I had a girlfriend from a long time ago. And we actually ended up banging in that park.
Nice.
Which, to your credit, David.
Thanks.
Well, man. Done.
That's like banging in our house. How dare you?
Where did you...
on my table.
Bullshit.
I've banged two girls in the park. Somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Guys.
You know what, Eric? How fucking...
It's a good spot. It's a good spot.
It's a great... It's good...
It's sacred. That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought about you guys while I was doing it, if that helps.
Like, ugh.
To be fair,
how dare you?
One of the times was on the actual playground, like on the jungle gym set.
Ew. And then
the other time was just in the car.
That's just unsanitary. That beyond everything I've said.
I wasn't like rubbing my balls on the slide. It was just like
your dick's gonna get chicken pox from all those kids.
Yeah,
it's not how it was. I'm just, you know, things happen.
I understand.
With a certain ex that was the worst. Eric knows.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah, chat
with boo.
For that soundboard, you really do need to get a good boo.
Yeah.
I'll find a sound effect for you.
Boo. What's your story, Chatwin? You came to Viders in sixth grade.
I did. I came to Viders. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you anything that you're interested about.
What's your first memory of us?
Both of you?
One outside of college, because I know, you know, we started hanging.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Just
I'll give it to you if you feel like it. If you don't want to feel like it, you can let me know at any point.
No, if it's bad, hit me. I want it, the worse the better.
I didn't like either of you. You're both pieces of shit, and I hope you rot in a gutter.
That tracks.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
Yeah, you're both very sweet individuals, and I'm glad to know you.
Good.
Fuck you.
I will say the weirdest, like... Go on.
No, that was it. Yeah.
No. I really like both of you. I'm not
same to you, my friend.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Both beautiful men.
Oh, but, you know, you enough. Enough. No.
Awesome. All right, guys. Well,
No.
I'm excited for this next lesson.
I mean, you're
hopefully it's a good one. We learned some nice things, and I'm happy to be doing this with you guys. It's been a long time coming. All the sessions we've had together, and smoking, and hanging out, and going to the hookah bars, and the parks, and the festivals, and it's time to talk about all of it and the rest of the world, and you know, everything is everything.
Everything is Everything is an ABD Productions podcast, executive produced and hosted by David Abdu, Chatwin Cray, and Eric Helley. Video and audio captured by Riverside.fm. If you have any inquiries, please reach out to us via everythingiseverything69@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.